head right back to the hotline, and we welcome in Michael Warschauer, our Hollywood guru. Michael, as always, a pleasure to have you on. And, well, I want to begin with something I know that we'll be talking about for a while, and that's the theater experience. How much is that going to change over time here in the middle of this COVID-19 pandemic? Movie theaters have been empty. Whenever it might be okay to do so again, how much do you think that theater experience is going to change?
Well, I think there's still a lot of people that are trying to figure that out, but the short answer is it's going to change quite a bit, at least in the meantime. I really don't see a way around it. One of the things that I think is going to happen pretty much across the board is that most theaters are going to start off with having smaller crowd sizes, about 50% of their capacity to start off with, and eventually they're going to move into about 75% of their capacity. And within that, of course, there'll be social distancing measures in the theater itself, making sure that people are spaced out. Maybe there's an usher in there that's keeping track to make sure families can fit together, but then there's space in between everyone else. But that is going to certainly be a big concern. One of the things that I've been seeing a lot of, too, is that there's going to be a lot more sort of contactless payments and tickets and that kind of thing. It's really easy for a theater to manage a screening that's 50% sold out or that kind of thing if you're buying your tickets ahead online and using a virtual ticket instead of getting a ticket from an actual person, another physical thing that's being transferred from person to person, scanned someplace else, maybe stays in your pocket, whatever. This way, it's a lot more safer, and that should be kind of a regular thing at both concession stands and at admissions. And there's also probably going to be reduced concession menus. So you'll probably still get your popcorn, you'll get your soda, you'll get all that stuff. But some of the movie theaters that have larger menus, that have full kitchens producing pizza, hot dog, meals, whatever it is, you can probably expect to see less of that just because there's more chance of contamination that way. So I think there's going to be a lot of changes. We're going to see what happens. It sounds like the movie theaters are, sort of still slated to open up mid to late July with the opening of Christopher Nolan's big movie Tenet being like the first big tentpole movie coming out. So we'll see what happens, but I'd expect a lot of these safety measures in place in the meantime.
Michael, I'm really glad you mentioned Tenet. I did have a question for you about that that movie in particular. I read earlier today it's got about a $200 million budget, the most expensive Nolan film since 2012, where it was, I believe, the Dark Knight was a quarter of a billion to put that together. I forget the lead actor's name. But with a black lead actor in a movie like this on this big of a stage, could we see something here with tension so high due to racial injustice among a number of things? Do you think this movie could sort of help in that regard, similar to what Black Panther did in 2018?
I mean, I certainly hope so. I think and it's John David Washington,
Denzel's son,
who's the lead. I think it certainly helps to have a major film that has a black actor in the lead right now. It's hard to say because we don't really know a ton about the actual plot of the movie. I think the trailers have kind of outlined a little bit of it, but there's just so much mystery, as is Christopher Nolan's style, that he really wants you to go in and figure out the puzzle of his movie from scratch. So I think that there's a lot of maybe narrative questions, and it might not be as straight of a line as Black Panther was, where you had, obviously a pretty clear hero fighting a pretty clear villain. But it certainly is something that is pretty spectacular. We are not used to seeing a lot of major summer blockbusters that are headlined by black actors and actresses. And so I think that in its own right is something that should be applauded and taken note of. But as far as what the movie itself will do, all of us are going to have to kind of tune in and see exactly what it's all about first to give a definitive answer on that.
That's the Christopher Nolan way, isn't it?
Absolutely. Every time.
Again, we're being joined on the hotline by Michael Warschauer, our Hollywood guru. All right, a lot of hype for this new show, Dirty John, the Betty Broderick story. What kinds of things are you hearing about this show?
Pretty good things. It's the second season of, it's an anthology show that was based off of a very popular podcast. Last season had Connie Britton and Eric Bana. This season has Amanda Peet and Christian Slater, and it's based on a true story about a woman who went through a very messy divorce with her husband and later killed her husband and his new wife and went to jail. It was big tabloid fodder. Oprah called it the messiest divorce in America. And it's getting pretty good reviews so far in the advance reviews, especially for Amanda Peet. I think a lot of people are saying that she is sort of steals the show, really adds a lot of complexity to the title character, Betty Broderick, and paints her as a woman who was trapped sort of in a corner, didn't have a lot of options, but unfortunately picked the wrong one, and really just trying to find the human story inside of this massive tabloid event, more or less. And so it's getting really, really good reviews. The first season got really good reviews as well. So I think it's something that is definitely worth checking out. Certainly with as much attention as Amanda Peet has been getting, you can expect it to be one of the more high-profile new shows of this summer.
Christian Slater. Back in act, but I hadn't seen Christian Slater, heard that name in years before seeing him on some of these previews. What's he been up to?
He's actually been, he was on Mr. Robot throughout its run as sort of the second lead behind Rami Malek, and was very good. So it's nice to see his comeback continuing on.
I didn't realize he was on Mr. Robot.
Mm-hmm.
I had no idea. All right. Very interesting stuff. Well, there's also some buzz now about this Wolfman movie, and it stars Ryan Gosling. What kinds of news have you heard about this?
This is pretty interesting. It's following sort of a trend. We saw The Invisible Man come out earlier this spring, sort of kicking off a new kind of monster series for Universal that was co-headed by Blumhouse, the really fantastic independent horror production company. And this sort of follows in that. We don't really have any details on the plot, except that Ryan Gosling himself pitched the role, and the movie is being written by Lauren Shuker Bloom and Rebecca Angelo, both from Orange is the New Black. So it should be good. I thought The Invisible Man was very good, and clearly Universal is setting up a whole new sort of dark universe, whatever you want to call it. They have a Dracula film in the works, a Dark Army movie, and a Frankenstein film as well. So this is really a pretty significant investment that they're making in this whole cinematic universe. It's a really interesting change from their previously announced Dark Universe from a few years ago, which has been much derided. It was supposed to have Tom Cruise as the Mummy, Benicio del Toro as the Wolfman. I think we got both of those movies. Johnny Depp was supposed to be in one, as was Russell Crowe, and all of them fell apart. It was just very, very poorly planned and was a big embarrassment for the studio. So it's really cool to see them turning it around with a much more original and unique set of movies. And hopefully, if Ryan Gosling is pitching his own movie, it's going to be pretty interesting. So this will be one to keep an eye on, but expect a lot of similar movies in that world to be coming out in the next couple of years.
Well, I've also got to ask you about Alec Baldwin. He's supposed to star in a Western. But when you think about Alec Baldwin, you don't normally think about Western. So what all's going on here, and how soon can we anticipate this?
Well, it's he just recently came on as a producer of it as well. The movie's called Rust. It stars Joel, or it's directed by Joel Souza, his first movie, but it stars Alec Baldwin as an infamous outlaw, a real-life outlaw named Harlan Rust, who had a bounty on his head for most of his life, and who had a 13-year-old estranged grandson get convicted of murder and sentenced to be hung. So he went and saved him, and the two of them went on the run from U.S. Marshals. So it's certainly an interesting movie. I think that, Alec Baldwin is obviously a pretty a mercurial figure. He is constantly popping in and out of the news for a lot of different reasons, but he's usually a pretty good actor in everything. So it should be good to see him doing that. I still don't know if we have a release date yet for the movie, but that will be certainly one to keep an eye out for coming up.
I'm disappointed to admit this, because we've been hyping this the last couple of weeks. I did not get the chance to watch Space Force
Boo.
This weekend. Did you, Michael, or no?
I had a chance to watch the pilot, and that's about it. I will say, unfortunately, it's getting a lot of bad reviews from a lot of major TV critics. However, the audience score is very high, so it seems to be one of those shows that is sort of a coin toss on how the consensus is about it. But I certainly enjoyed the pilot and am going to continue watching it.
You just booed me. Did you watch it?
I didn't. That was a very hypocritical boo I just shed your way.
Yeah, that was a big-time boo. I thought, wait a minute, I thought we talked about this earlier today, and he said he didn't watch it. But I was given a big-time boo from Rocco Nushi. Well, we shouldn't be booing the picks to click. We should be giving them a gigantic
yes,
thumbs up.
Yes,
so, Michael, having said all of that, what should we be watching this week on your picks to click?
Well, as far as new stuff, there isn't a ton coming to streaming platforms. As far as like brand new series or that kind of thing. This weekend, you get a couple of season premieres from a few Netflix mainstays. Queer Eye and 13 Reasons Why both return on Friday, while Patriot Act with Hasan Minhaj comes back on Sunday. But it is June 1st, so every streaming platform has a massive amount of new movies and things to watch. One highlight that you can check out this weekend, I think at a time that everybody needs a little levity and something really warm to watch, A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood, the Mr. Rogers movie, comes out on Hulu tomorrow. It's very, very good. It was a movie that I enjoyed a lot more than I expected last award season, and now's a good time, I think, for everybody to have a little bit of that goodness in their heart.
Yes. Yes, it is. I think that's the perfect time for that, and that's a good way to close things out here today. Michael, as always, we appreciate the time, we appreciate the insight, and we look forward to catching up with you again next week.
Sounds good. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you, Michael. Again, that's Michael Warschauer, our Hollywood guru.